beautiful, the good, the bad, the mean. I feel so out of place, laying somewhere in between. I'm on the right track, but I'm on the wrong train. Got all the right words, but I still can't explain. You point and laugh as I stumble through the door, but stand back. Just too headstrong. You point and laugh as I fall on my face. But will you still be laughing?
Media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
You know, I was pretty happy with that one at Gerbil's the other night.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, yeah. That was a good pizza.
Yeah.
Fat wallets and empty hearts.
It's insane how little musicians get. So, if you're interested in supporting not just me, but any musician that you like, one of the best ways to do that, it sounds old school because it is purchase their music. Purchase their merch, you know.
Hey guys, this is Mark from Rat Rod.
Hi, this is Mikey P from Skell.
Hey, this is Jeff from the Bell Jumpers.
Skell. Probably just be, probably be Paul, because he's awesome.
This is Jessica for the band Dimitus. You're listening to Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Sitting in the dark, just playing my guitar. Wondering how long and how far this life will take me until the bitter end. When that time comes, will I still call you a friend? Well, I'm just a man who at times is cut and ran. But there have been times when I also took a stand. Ain't looking for a not Give me
You are tuned in to episode 718 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show. with me, hopefully tonight, is going to be Rex from White Cross. Oh, there he is. Look at that.
Wow. Look at
perfect
that.
Perfect timing.
It's insane.
Let me bring Rex up. Hello, hey, Rex.
Ken, sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We gained a co-host while we were waiting for you.
How are you?
Good. I'm sending a message to the people who are trying to get me on here.
So while he's doing that, I will tell you that at the top end of the show, we heard some brand new music to the show. We heard from Project Nine and their track Hot Mess, Noble Hop's brand new song Me For Me, and Half Will and their song Rain, which is actually being officially released tomorrow. So that one is an early entry, I guess is the word I was looking for. With me co-hosting tonight is Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Skies of Terra. and Rex from White Cross is hanging out with us. Nice. Okay, Rex, I'm assuming that you probably haven't seen this show and that we're going to hit you with some questions that you're not used to hearing.
That was good.
All right. I might actually like cut through with like some really like out of pocket questions too, just to spice it up a little bit. We'll see what happens.
So I have two questions that I consider Build the Scene official questions, and I'm going to hit you with both of those to start things off. The first one is, who is your Dave Grohl? And by that I mean, if you could go up on stage with another band and play one of their originals with them, who would you want? Like, they're going to pull you up from the crowd. They see Rex and they're like, hey, there's Rex from White Cross. Let's bring him up. What band do you want that to be?
You asking me?
Yep.
Oh gosh. I don't know. Maybe Deep Purple.
Oh, nice.
Richie Blackmore, vintage Deep Purple Smoke on the Water, 1973.
See, he's pulling out years. He's
he's
setting up questions and doesn't even know it.
It's pulling out the
vibiest. That had some serious vibe. That era, yeah. That era of the band was pretty amazing.
Another question.
There's many others too, but that one, just since you asked off the cuff, boom, that comes to mind.
So the other question, and this is probably going to be the oddest question that you're definitely not ready for.
All
right. In all the years of touring and recording, I'm sure you've had a lot of different pizzas. What is the best pizza you've had because you're a musician?
Because the pizza question.
Wow, have to do it right. Well, we have a little White Cross it's borderline, it's almost a tradition. It's not a stated out loud tradition, but we do have this thing where when the guys come into Chicago, we always make the trek to Giordano's. So, you know, that's almost a tradition. I can tell you the absolute worst pizza.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Was in Australia, somewhere around Sydney, me and the bass player. It just got lost in the translation somehow. We said, you know, they had all these weird pizzas with like combinations of like, this pizza has pineapple and shrimp. This pizza has mushrooms and eggplant. You know, and there's like 30 different pizzas listed and they're all like really weird. So I said, you know, can I have a pizza just with, you know, the crust and the tomato sauce and the cheese, you know, like a cheese pizza, like a marinara pizza. And somehow they thought, okay, they gave us the pizza with just the bread, and the cheese on it. Like
no sauce.
No, nothing.
There was no sauce on the pizza. That's like blasphemy.
It was the weirdest thing ever. So I was like, oh, well. And then, you know, that was the first time I had ever been to, again, down in Australia, and this was early. But, you know, if you get around to the different restaurants and you see things like at Hungry Jack's, which is Burger King down there. I mean, that was the first time I'd ever seen a Whopper with like a fried egg on it. I was like, oh, that's a little bit much for me.
Oh, come on.
Not for a lot of guys. Not for a lot of guys. I know it since then. But, you know, that was like the first time I'd ever seen anything like that. And getting used to, you know, when you start to travel, you know, you have to try new things and some things, it just, you know, there's no place like home.
Well, have you ever been to Red Robin?
Yeah.
Red Robin
right around the corner.
Red Robin throws an egg on their burger.
Well, I've never eaten there.
Well, there you go.
What?
Well, when you come to town, we'll get together and, you know, you'll take me there.
Dude, and I will tell you, like, an egg on the burger is really, it's pretty fire. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming to town, how often do you go to Buddy Guy's?
I used to go down there. Are we taking the high road or are we speaking truth?
You can tell the truth if you would like.
Yeah, well, they got the blues Nazis down there who, you know.
Justin, your base.
There's a whole cultural thing that you have to be part of. And if you want to get in, you have to show up for like every day, every Monday night at the open jam for like 6 months to a year.
Wow.
Before they finally start letting you in. And, you know, they put you on. You know, you sit around and you wait all night and they put guitar players up two at a time. And then it's a head cutting competition. And everybody comes into Buddy Guy's with the same idea. Yeah, I'm going to get on stage. I'm going to do like a Jimi Hendrix song. And Buddy Guy is going to be in the audience and he's going to see me and he's going to go, who is this amazing guitar player? It's the next coming of Stevie Ray Vaughan. I must know who this is. I will call my record company immediately. They must sign this wonderful, amazing guitar player who's the future of music. And every guitar player who comes in thinks that that's what's going to happen to them. So it's a head cutting competition. And I went down there a few times and it's like, it didn't take long to figure out this is beyond like a waste of time. Well, so, sorry.
No.
It's truth.
I was there when
if you're from Chicago, you want to fight me on it, we'll fight about it. But it's true. there's
more productive. My brother and I went to watch the Blackhawks and Penguins play outdoors at Soldier Field.
Shield, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we ate lunch. No, there wasn't a big crowd.
Funny guys, it was a great restaurant.
It was. The only complaint I had is
food is fantastic.
They serve RC Cola. not my thing.
Yeah, well, it's my own personal brand, you know, Rex Carroll Cola.
Yeah. Does that take the place of like Coke and Pepsi?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird.
Well, you know, as Shaquille O'Neal used to just say, I just want to be young and have fun and drink Pepsi.
So I'm going to ask you one more question real quick, and then we're going to take a short break because right. I have some tickets to give away.
Okay.
To an Attila concert, actually.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me, Bill.
I was trying to convince. This is how Justin ended up co-hosting. I was trying to convince him to enter to try and win tickets. And I was like, hey, Rex isn't here yet. Why don't you come on with me?
And I'm not the biggest fan of Attila, so he tried. He really did.
Attila?
Attila.
Attila. I'm sorry. I don't know them.
That's a completely different realm.
They're amazing. All these young bucks, you know, are playing circles around me, but they're all amazing.
What would you call that? Would you call that metalcore?
Attila?
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've actually listened to Attila. I listened to maybe one song. It's like industrial deathcore.
Okay, we'll take it.
I guess.
Anyway. Let me ask him another question. Hey, Rex. If you were picking a playlist before you're going on stage, so you know, you're going to listen to what bands to hype you up before you go out and play?
Well, do you remember a group called Fighter?
I do not. You just
okay. Well, me and Billy, now I can't remember his last name. Ooh, that's bad. But me and the guitar player from this other band, we used to share mixtapes, and we would do like I would do a tape. Oh, I'd go through all the Dawkins songs and just I'd get to the part where the George Lynch guitar solos, and I just put that on the tape, and then I'd go to his next solo. So it was just all the solos. He would do the same thing with Warren DeMartini. So we would just listen to those and get amped up on George Lynch and Warren DeMartini, and then and then I go play the show. So that was always fun. Love the vibe of those guys. I don't know. I think you need something that gets you moving. And I try to rehearse before the show. I try to really get my fingers moving, go through all the songs. Most of the things that I play in my own songs are very challenging. That's what I do is I write something and I go, wouldn't it be cool if I could do this? And I can't do it. I always find something that's above my own ability level. I pull up to it just barely able to play it for the record. And then it's like I back myself into a corner. And then I have to
You have to play it.
Now I have to try to get good enough to try to pull it off a little bit live, So that's usually my routine. And then when I'm away from the show, just for its own sake, I love like Moonlight Sonata, Beethoven, just classical music with strings. I played violin for 9 years growing up, and then I studied classical guitar after that. So did my degree in classical guitar. So I like a lot of that kind of music. So, and I think that it's had some influence on what I do as a player. And
very cool.
I don't have like I start off with Metallica and then I go to Pantera and then try to get myself amped up for the show.
See, now you're giving the list of what I used to listen to before I played hockey.
Yeah, exactly. But what is hockey? That's when you're gonna go bash somebody's teeth in.
I was a goalie. I was targeted.
You're the target. Yeah. So different thing altogether. But yeah, makes sense.
All right, so we're gonna take a quick break. On the radio side, you're going to hear the track "Hunter Prey" by Corners of Sanctuary, and we will be right back.
I'm coming for you. I got you in my sights. And the way
We are back. That was Corners of Sanctuary, Hunter Prey. Some kind of classic metal sound there, out of the eastern side of Pennsylvania. Mick Michaels being the guitar player who has been on the show a bunch and runs his own two shows, Cosmic Voice. And of course, I can't remember the other name, but he's on two podcasts. With us tonight, Rex from White Cross, and co-hosting with me tonight is Justin from Skies of Terra. So I want to ask this question before I forget, or actually it's more of a statement, and then I'm going to give Justin a chance to maybe ask a few.
What?
So, Rex, you played in Indiana, Pennsylvania recently.
Yep.
For a CD release. And I'm going to say this name backwards. It's either Saints and Sinners or Sins and Saints. I can't remember the band name. But Dennis Denman Ricci, who is part of First Angel Media, is in that band.
And okay.
He mentioned that he played with you guys that night, and he just wanted me to use it as a chance to name drop and see what you thought about the overall show.
Oh, I thought that everything was great. The opening, there was two opening groups, and they were both fantastic and really nice people. And the crowd was ecstatic. And what was really cool, we gave away CDs because it was like on March 22nd was the release date of the album. So that was also the date of the show. So we gave away a copy of the album to everybody who had purchased a ticket. So that's something I've never had the chance to do before. And, we'll see, maybe we'll do something like that in the future, but it was a pretty cool opportunity. Yeah, it was fantastic. Fantastic night all around.
Now, I know, Justin, I am going to let you ask a question, but vinyl, CD, MP3, what's your preference? Cassette? If there was no limitation on who was going to listen, because like I had to introduce my kids to the record player, they had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. But
I was thrilled to pieces when I walked in into my son's room and I saw a record player sitting there. He had gone out and purchased a turntable. I was like, "Oh, is that for a project?" Because he's also a studio engineer. And he said, "No." I said, "What's it for?" He says, "Just for me to listen to music and enjoy music." I'm like, "Wow." I thought, praise the Lord. I hope that more people discover that. Because see, back in the day, when I say back in the day, what I mean is in the analog era before we had cell phones and GPS and podcasting and all this stuff that we have now, the idea of when you purchase a record, you bring it home, you could smell the ink on the cover. You look at the pictures, and there's these beautifully laid out photos. You take the record out of the sleeve, you very gently put it on the turntable. You get your headphones adjusted and you get your snacks all laid out. And you're going to sit back and listen to the album from cover to cover. So it's like it's engaging all the senses and it's a much slower piece of life. Now who's got time for that in the world we live in now? It's like 10 second clips on TikTok. It's like our drummer in Element 117, Anthony Fox, is friends with Rex and did some work for White Cross. Oh yes, he did. We can talk about Anthony. He's amazing. But the answer to your question is, there's something about that vinyl. It's magic,
So there's a local band, Black Ridge in the area, which I'm sure Justin has heard of. They're kind of, I don't know what, kind of rock, kind of funky. They're a lot of fun, but there's a recording studio in New York called Least of All Records, where you go up and they record you directly to vinyl, mm-hmm. individual tracks directly to it. Mm-hmm. And, They that's why there's a record player here at the house, is because my daughter is a huge Black Ridge fan, and mm-hmm. she now has one of their singles that was played especially for her, where they talk to her on vinyl, which is kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. Yeah, well, vinyl is it's a medium, you know, like it was the most practical and cost efficient thing that they had at the time, you know, and it's a technology that's been available since the 1960s, since the early 1960s. And when, you know, the Beatles came out and were making records, you know, the long play record, the LP, as opposed to the singles, you know, that Elvis Presley was like, they were pressing 45s. You know, so you think about, and I remember my older sister purchasing 45. She'd hear a song on the radio, and that she was always nuts about everything on the radio. You know, whatever was the number one song, she loved it. Very non-discriminatory that way. But, you know, I got exposed to a lot of great music that way because I was a little kind of a different experience growing up. I wasn't listening to the radio all the time. And so I found a lot of music that way through my sister. And, you know, she turned me on to Led Zeppelin. And then, you know, that was kind of like that sort of broke the dam for me. Then I became like a huge fan of all different kinds of music. But yeah, that vinyl record, man, there's something to that technology. And the CD promised to be, oh, this is the medium to end all mediums. Well, it's not. It's another medium. You know, it works. It's great. It has its advantages. It has its disadvantages. I say the all-time worst media ever invented was the cassette tape, and we all bought them. But come on, you purchase a cassette tape of something, you pay $11.98 for it, you leave it in your dashboard in the car for an hour while you're eating lunch, you come back and the tape is melted. Come on.
Or it got eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you have to do the pencil
right
thing. The
cassette tape is right up there with tracks, you know, where it's like, where it has to like fade out in the middle of the song. Clunk sound, and it flips the band, and then it, you know, and then it fades back in. It's like, you know, bad. You know, I think if we had the opportunity to sell them, I would love to come out with an 8-track version of our record just for fun and games, for nostalgia, you know. And there'd be a few people that would buy them.
Justin, did you ever own an 8-track?
An 8-track?
Tell the truth.
No, bro. I'm only 33. I would have loved, honestly. It's like
I had one. I bought it as a little kid. I convinced my parents to buy it because it had a Superman logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was disco music.
I've seen 8-track players in cars, and I'm like, that looks actually pretty cool to have. Like,
yeah, even that way, you know.
Yeah, like even now, it would be pretty dope to have. It's like you're not going to see any car like nowadays with an 8-track player.
It's like if you go to IKEA and you browse through the catalogs and all the furniture looks like Sweden circa 1972.
Yeah, exactly. It's like vintage. That stuff is actually in now. It's incredible.
Right. So,
hey, Justin, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, you're going to ask Rex at least one question.
All right.
Sounds good.
If you have more than one, we'll do it, but at least one.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. So on the video side, this is just a 30-second commercial. On the radio side, you're going to hear Unbroken Soul, Far Behind, and we'll be right back on episode 718 of the Pennsylvania Rock Show.
Is it my reason that makes me a man? If I
So my software is failing me. I'm not sure if the video made it the whole way through.
I wasn't sure if that was you or me. I'm sitting here. I'm like, dude, did my mixer just like crap the bed on me or what?
Yeah, that's what I was doing earlier. Recently, the videos have not been playing very well. I think I'm going to have to send them a ticket.
I have a huge problem with like the little mixer that I have. It's very small. It's an LX8 Harbinger and it's a piece of garbage. So today it was pushing 80 degrees here. So it gets very hot in this room. And I turned my air conditioner on and my mixer just stopped working. So I have to restart it.
I am using an analog Behringer from 2003.
That's probably a lot better than the $100 piece of garbage that I bought.
So, oh no, this is maybe it only has two XLR inputs on it.
My crap is better than your crap. No,
I bet yours is better than ours for sure.
No, my crap is worse than your crap.
Mine is 100% worse. Like I'm getting ready to throw it out the window. I have never turned on the ceiling fan and had a mixer just stop working and have to restart it.
That is weird.
Everything.
So you're up, Justin. What question do you have for Rex?
Okay, so this is something I like to ask. You've been up and down the road quite a bit, right?
A little bit.
Okay, so you don't have to put any names out of any places or whatever, but what was by far the worst experience that you have had playing live?
Oh, playing live? It was in it was at a show south of the border. Mm. So that narrows it down. And it was south of Mexico. And it was north of Brazil. there was a lot of people, and the back line was just that was supplied for the gig. They had borrowed a little Marshall combo amp for me to play out of, but it was like it belonged to some kid, you know. And it's like as soon as you know we bring it out and just turn the volume up on it, you know, and it broke halfway through the show. And just and it was just pathetic all the way around. And it was about 4 hours late starting the show, and then you know it was like that's just bad news.
How did you start a show 4 hours late?
Through incompetent event management.
I mean, you would kind of think after 4 hours like the show is just not happening.
I know. Well, people wanted to see the band and they had paid for their ticket, and it's, you know, south of the border. And so they do things differently down there. But yeah, that was, US. So I told you
4 hours.
Well, we've had some great shows too. Yep. You know, I have my top 10 list of some real bangers.
What was the by far the best city you ever played in?
Best city? Well, there was one near Stuttgart that was pretty amazing.
Near where?
Near Stuttgart in Germany.
Germany. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And it was a rock club. And there was about 1,200 people jammed into a venue that could hold about 800 people. And crowd was nuts. And they had us. They kept pressing forward, and we were backed up into the wall at one end, and there was only one doorway into the venue. And this is before all that stuff happened with, remember when the band Great White had that concert, I believe it was in Cincinnati, and a couple of people died because there was a fire.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It was a pyro issue, right?
There was only like one exit door in the back. So, you know, this was like a similar thing. And we were joking with each other, well, this place goes up in flames, you know, we'll be the last ones out, so we'll be dead for sure. Because we're at the opposite end from the door. But it was just one of those magical nights. That was a great one.
No casualties though, right?
No casualties.
Okay, so that's good. That's a good
thing.
So we're gonna go one more question and we're gonna let Rex go off into the night.
All right.
And for those of you that are new to the show, at 10 p.m. if you go to musicfrom412.com/radio, buildascene.com/radio, or if you want to go and listen to From Scotland, you can go to xrpradio.co.uk, and we will be simulcasting the show with all the music. Earlier we played, I forgot to mention in the last break, we played Unbroken Soul and their new song Far Behind off of their newest EP. Justin, do you have a question in mind, or should I ask one of my oddball ones?
I do have one. So I'm not incredibly familiar with the band itself. This was all thrown together, just, you know,
from 9 until the time that you popped on, Rex. That's how quickly we did it.
Yeah. So like the span of like 4 minutes. So I am under the assumption that you guys write your own music, correct?
Yes, this is true.
Okay. So I am a huge sucker for songs that really tug on the heartstrings, like the kind of stuff that makes you cry. You know what I mean?
All right.
What is one song that you've written that has been the most heavy-hearted for you to write personally?
Oh, wow. And
this is a...
That's a great question.
This will be a shameless plug for you.
Yeah. Well... I'd just like to use the brief amount of time that we have to talk about our new record. And there's a couple of beautiful songs on this new record. One is called Wishing Well. It's an amazing song. And you know, if you're like, all right, I've listened to the podcast, I'm willing to check these guys out, what's a heartstring kind of song? You know, you can check it out on Spotify or YouTube, so you don't have to go and buy the album. But if you like it, of course, we appreciate it if you buy a copy. But you know, you can listen to a song called Wishing Well, and there's another one called Further On, which is just a little acoustic guitar and vocal thing, a little love letter to the audience that it's a heartstring jerker, since you say the rest of the time we are the classic metal like Whitesnake, Scorpions. That's more of our genre really that we come from. And then the great American rock bands, you know, Van Halen, Motley Crue, Dokken, you know, we come from that tradition. Of course, now we're a Christian rock band. So, but, you know, you can check any of our songs out. Just go on YouTube and just pop, like, just where they have the album, and just put the cursor anywhere you want, and you can rock out. So there's a lot of good songs on there.
So
people have told us, I think it's my best album, and I've made a lot of them. So
the new album is Fear No Evil.
Yes.
Which was released in March of 2024. Where can they pick up a copy of that?
Well, I see you have on the screen there, it says whitecrossband.com. That's a great place to start. Or you can look for it on Amazon. So either of those, you know, it's on, I know it's on Spotify. I know that's on TuneCore. It's on Apple Music. And YouTube and stuff. So, and if you want to buy a copy of it, just we would appreciate that. So just go to whitecrossband.com and it'll have a, you know, a link to order the CD. So it'd be great.
Okay. Rex, I want to thank you for hanging out with us on episode 718, and Justin for coming on last minute and asking the hard hitting questions for us.
Hey, no problem.
And for all those of you that were watching us live, thanks for hanging out with us again. Join us each and every Monday night at 9 p.m. Make sure you head to whitecrossband.com. Pick up a copy of Fear No Evil. My name is Bill, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you guys for having me.
And before I forget, we're going to hear from Highwater and their song Up in the Air, and Bill Toms and Hard Rain and their song I Fulfilled My Dream. And thanks for hanging out with us, Rex.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.
times are heavy. Lie neatly in row. Time is priceless. Supplies are low. Hey, I love you madly. I love supreme. I'm safe in the knowledge. I fulfilled my. Lived a lifetime on the doorstep of sin. Ain't nobody weeping for what might have been. To those in the back, to the doubters it may seem a harbor of failure. I fulfilled my dream.